This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A stunned U.S. East Coast faced a rising death toll, surging rivers, tornado damage, and continued calls for rescue Thursday after the remnants of Hurricane Ida walloped the region. The storm killed at least 26 people from Maryland to New York on Wednesday night and Thursday morning. At the White House, President Biden pledged to do whatever is necessary to help the states recover.
And I made clear to the governors that my team at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is on the ground and ready to provide all the assistance that's needed.
The Atlantic hurricane season is far from over. Larry became a hurricane Thursday morning, forecast to rapidly intensify into a potentially catastrophic Category 4 storm by Sunday. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said the storm is moving west, but remains far from landfall. The U.S. Coast Guard is investigating reports of possible oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico from Hurricane Ida. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Associated Press first reported the possible spills after reviewing aerial images taken by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. They show a miles-long black and brown slick floating near a large rig with the name Enterprise Offshore Drilling painted on its helipad. The company says its Enterprise 205 rig was safely secured and evacuated prior to the storm's arrival and did not suffer any damage in the storm. But the Coast Guard is dispatching aircraft to investigate reports of a slick south of Port Fourchon, Louisiana. The Coast Guard spokesman says aircraft will also fly over a major oil refinery along the Mississippi River south of New Orleans after a report of a rainbow-colored sheen in the floodwaters there. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. The Taliban have sought to calm fears over what their rule will hold for the newly taken over nation of Afghanistan. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Women bravely took to the streets in the western Afghani province of Herat to demand their rights be protected. Gathering outside of the local governor's office, the women urged the country's new leaders to include women in their cabinets. The rally is a remarkable demonstration of how Afghan women's lives have changed in the past 20 years. In desperate need of international aid, the Taliban have pledged to let women and girls attend school and allow people to travel freely. But many are sceptical, and Britain's Foreign Minister Dominic Raab stressed the importance of engaging with the new rulers to test their promises.
We will not be recognising the Taliban, but we do see the need to be able to have direct engagement.
I'm Karen Chamas.
A stock-taking analysis of the WHO's 2017 Global Action Plan on Dementia shows that few states are implementing measures for caring and treating for people living with the condition. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Technical officer in WHO's Department of Mental Health and Substance Use, Catherine Sear, says too many countries lack a basic comprehensive policy to respond to the challenges that lie ahead.
We also need to strengthen the health and the social care system in countries to ensure that there is universal access to dementia diagnosis, but also to treatment and care.
Health officials note dementia is not a normal part of aging. But countries must be prepared to support and care for the increasing numbers of people that will be afflicted with this disabling condition in the years to come. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Biden is bashing the Supreme Court's decision to allow a restrictive Texas abortion law to stay in place. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
A deeply divided high court denied an emergency appeal to stop enforcement of a law that bans most abortions in Texas. The president says the decision is an insult to the rule of law, accusing the high court's majority of an unprecedented attack on a woman's constitutional rights. The court says the ruling was not on whether the Texas law is constitutional and other challenges can still be brought. But in the meantime, the president says the effect will be immediate. His administration will look at what it can do to make sure women in Texas have access to safe and legal abortions. Sagar Magani at the White House.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher, with the Dow adding 0.37%, the S&P gaining 0.28%, and the NASDAQ climbing by 0.14%. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.